Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What grade would you give this team for the season?
I would give them a C. This was, that ending was bad, bro. Let me tell you, the ending was bad. I would fail them, but they had such a good beginning that the ending, I'd give them a C. Maybe a C plus.
Okay, I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to take a step outside and take a step outside my fandom, be an outsider looking in. Look, you made advancements this year. Your quarterback and your receiver were MVP candidates for parts of the season.
Yeah, but they were two was the MVP candidate last season.
The defense had an upward trend as the season went on.
I give you that. New coach, new scheme.
Won a bunch of games.
You won two more games.
Got into the playoffs. You controlled your own destiny, and although you did not do what you needed with your destiny, you had that opportunity. You put yourself in that opportunity. You did have a lot of injuries. On the outside, looking in, if I weren't a Dolphins fan, and if I'm working at ESPN National, and I'm seeing it, I give this team a B or a B plus. A lot of positive.
I wish I had you as a teacher.
No, an A is a team that makes noise in the playoffs. A B plus is a team that's really good. It's not an A. You didn't ace anything. You're good. You're real good. A teams win playoff games. A teams make runs into the playoffs. A-plus teams get to the Super Bowl.
He is absolutely grading on a curve, Suppy.
Okay. So what grade do you think? You giving him a C, a C-plus?
I give him a C. 954 tweeted text. He would give him a C-minus.
That means you're below average.
Yes!
You're saying the Dolphins were a below average team this year.
I think they finished.
Is that what you're saying? A team that made the playoffs at one of those games is below average.
They're average. They're average.
They're an average team. Average is 9-8. 9-8 is the New Orleans Saints.
They're an average team.
9-8 is the...
You know why? Because above average teams doesn't lose three in a row like this when two games at our home.
Well, you're grading on the whole season. You're not grading on the end of the season.
So that's what I'm saying. So what I saw in the beginning of the season, they proved to me that they should have been able to win some of these games towards the end of the season. They didn't do that. To me, they're still average. They're not above average.
C means you're
you know
an average
why?
Team.
Detroit Lions. Lions were under the same category, same narrative as the Dolphins. You know what they did? They won games. Or at least they competed and showed you that they can win the game. They hosting a playoff game tonight. Miami could have been doing that the same thing this afternoon. Right now should be Game Day Uncensored, post-game edition, Dolphins beating the Bills, going on to be hosting Kansas City. That's what should have been happening right now.
That is what should be happening.
They should be hosting Kansas City this upcoming weekend, my birthday weekend.
That'd be fun.
Not the other way around. They should not have to be going. They should not have to have had to go to Kansas City last night. They didn't handle their business.
No, they did not.
So when you don't handle your business, you effed up. And when you eff up, I got to grade you on your eff up. And when you eff up, you get a C. Because I'm going to be nice enough to remember what you did in the regular season. But that ending, I always remember. You always remember the last thing. Always remember the last thing. You know? Well, the last thing I remember?
It was the most
three-game losing streak.
It was the most important thing.
Three-game losing streak.
But I'm grading on the whole season.
Three-game losing streak to the three best teams in the AFC. You could have been that team. You beat Buffalo, you're one of the three best teams in the AFC. You lost to Buffalo. You ended up being the sixth best team in the AFC.
Mm-hmm. And the only team worse than you was the Steelers in the playoffs.
Okay.
And let's
see. And the Texans, but the Texans won their division. And in retrospect, they have the same record with you right now because they won their game and you lost.
Texans looked pretty darn good yesterday, by the way.
So,
quarterback and head coach.
This is a C. It's a disappointing season, bro.
Is it a disappointment?
It's a disappointing season.
I think you're maybe caught up in the moment.
This is not me. This is a disappointing season because of the expectations and what they did. The thing about it is, when you win. Expectations go up. You're building. You're stacking, and it got to a level where the fan base, the haters, the ops we're like, yo, this Dolphins team is really good. Like, this Dolphins team can go. Like, Tua's a quarterback. Nobody doubting Tua the way they were doubting Tua. They doubt Tua because of, you know, what can he do in the playoffs. That's what. But when you look at the regular season, they were stacking the wins. You're like, they can do it. Then when they face real competition, oh, that's why they were saying this. Oh, that's why the criticism was coming through, was coming for him like that. That's the criticism for the coach. And they didn't do anything to change it. You scored 40 freaking points in the last 3 weeks.
I know. But with that being said, I do believe next year we take a step forward. And like I said, 11, 12 wins.
That's
win
cool.
Division, so, post okay. Playoff game,
so let me ask you this then. What's the expectation next year for the Dolphins?
Win a playoff game.
That's it?
That's it.
In 3 years, under Mike McDaniel, you just want him to win one playoff game.
I want to win the first playoff game in 23 years.
Man,
yes,
it's conference championship or bust for this team next season.
Conference championship or bust. Did
yes.
you see what happened last night when they lost 26-7?
Conference championship or bust. You've lost 2 years in a row without winning. Wild card game doesn't do anything. You got to win. You've got to win the division next season. You've got to be hosting a playoff game. Has to be.
I said win
has
division,
to be,
get a home game, win a home game in the playoffs.
Okay.
And I'll say, okay, progress. Now, that once again, I'm not getting any further than that. I believe in a 11-12 win season next year.
Okay, you had that this season.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I believe that you win your division this year, next year, whatever you want to consider it, and I believe you get that home game, you get that playoff win, and then whatever happens after that, as we say in Cajun French's land, yeah, a little something extra.
See, a lot of people would give them a C for the season.
C for the season. Average. An average NFL team that won 11 games, that went to a playoff game. I know the playoffs are expanded. I get that now. Is that what somebody?
No. Platinum Platinum Sports says Vlad's talking like he needs a body in the streets. And I'm just like, no, man. If you really you ask me how I look at the season. When you start thinking about the season, you start thinking about the highs. And then you think about the lows. And then the lows is really low. And you ended on a low.
The highest point was beating the Cowboys on Christmas Eve. The lowest point was yesterday. Hey, well, yeah. It doesn't get
lowest point
lower.
Was yesterday? Lowest point's amazing. That it goes back to back. That Sunday lost to Buffalo worse.
No.
I'm going to tell you why. Listen, 85% of the fan base didn't really believe they were going to win yesterday. They were just hoping. That's why I told you that four-letter word hope is bad. But last Sunday, you were expecting to beat Buffalo. Beat Buffalo at home, shut them up, leave the Hard Rock, go into the new year, new work week, new school year with a win, division title, the whole nine. And then they crap the bed. And then the way they crap the bed, the interception. There is context in losing. Tua throwing the interception to Buffalo last week.
Buffalo wasn't do or die, though.
Buffalo was do or die.
We didn't know it at the time.
Oh, I told you it was do or die from the minute.
There will be a tomorrow no matter what happens against Buffalo. There was no tomorrow.
I even
asked
you, would you rather lose to Dallas and beat Baltimore? You said yes, right? You know why? Because that was a conference win. Okay? You beat Baltimore, you're a two seed right now.
I wanted Dallas over Buffalo because I just wanted to get into the playoffs so I could breathe easy for a couple of weeks. That's why I said I'd take Dallas over Buffalo.
But they didn't do that.
They did that, exactly.
They didn't do what they needed to do. And that's the reason why. They hosted a game. I mean, they didn't host a game this afternoon. That would have been ending now. They had to play in cold-ass Kansas City last night.
Against a team that's got a lot of experience and maybe has been holding back a little bit until the playoffs.
The defending champs.
Yep. With a legendary coach and a legendary quarterback.
And a legendary tight end.
And a legendary rusher.
A lot
of good things going on there.
Just the creme de la creme. The best.
I need a drink, Vlad. Thanks.
Me too.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.